This is July 20th, 1983, and we're at the gravesite of Joe Sun's mother.
Uba ukhakto tiket lakshak sige go ana ile bwanu tiket yota kaba nga norwera me yobunga hota tiket nyap tigo uba te mane kanu khone sak ne khone pisilanga ukhati ukhakto tiket ralang na riga na yun richala riga pinya man agnan onga open ri yotel ri yugo setonatka Kuuraamun. Vaas iglaavi giileksaami taaga ngaktekama. Tarapi giileani lapeernaksaak. Tikitsalaariga takanana nga yokaaka kisimi giilotiga lamigi nyuutsuk. Vaas ii taakniinne maknik. Taakmungutisungat nga tarani itsukalaaktunga. Tuwa katigaptok, pipira kaksa kumoplo ni Takmani, upinribik siya kubiptit ni, ana, tilika nga, Takmo nga, inyus kanitut, itnaho ni, ubasi, uyoko ni itka mago, tirik, umobo na pulan ngom, umakto ripta, mamangin yukwe, Ejerika tapko kibugan nurwingun. Tarungasi wan na yoklugu tapko. Tematamani meme ketekoak tabi suramite fos patangan neme tamani. Tarani na yubigira kaklugu taru unik juga ulak tami. Taratakna akune syaknir tau katahonu pinrak sabak. Jun sama umane napakutangani 14 ngok nekma.
14 ngok.
Jun 14 mitara nutkak neksok mamaga tamna. Ubasi nutkak tak mago manima. Picho pinyane plak ribamu pinkirat. Ilisi manegat kiligak negat ubakano uma kiligak palukane. Puyok paluka unni tamanna. Tat pinyak ngawasi utlak luwit. Tema nakipayak utlalak to utnak luwit. Tara syagak luwit. Ak ungawanu syagak simagat uwa. Tara uwa tak nasak dikicikput uma. Tamat kuninga pinyak tam. Ukak tok titikak ma angayokaka. Kanupak pisilangak pisuk luwit. Uwa tarungaw tiligit yuta piyatikut. Terawa kolego talo napakutangalo napasuga kalaw nasit uwa marumani ukimi 1983 me uwa July me pigo tuwa July ugluwa suwem yata
July 20
yeah July 20 me uwa tamanak sertut uwa kuyarunga tema magpegani to tusagi si walu kesi tamano kati gila neme imo wanga pere sa lak paluk tunga tabani tarunga glan uwa kakoksum
okay he said there, him and his family were spring camping at Goog Rock is the time when they heard that his mother was really sick. It was middle part of May. So he traveled to that spring camp where they were, his mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. Where were we first started?
Yeah. He went there, and when he got there, she was really sick already. But then she started telling him that he should go back to his family at Goog Rock because his wife was about to have a baby, probably in July or somewhere around there. So he went back, but when he got there, she started mentioning his mother's name, Mary Blackley, ma?
Mary Ward,
Napoleon's mother. So he went up to Shangnak to get her and her son, this Napoleon. So they went there and stayed with him till she died. And then there were some people living down at Black River, probably down that way, hunting for muskrats and camping same time. Maybe it was him that went walking down that way to tell them that she died. Talani inyo chit luting? Talani inyo kahone? Yeah, there people were spring camping by Pkimbim Akunik, which is back there somewhere. So they went. Yeah, so they went there to tell them that Mrs. Sun died. And so they probably walked down there. And there were a whole bunch of them bringing her back, walking that way to where she's graved here.
All from the spring camp.
Yeah, in the year of June 14, 1935.
Now we're at the winter camp where Joe's son grew up when he was a young boy until he was about 12 or 14 years old.
Four years old, Rumatasamatamani. Ukeman, Teratarumu gave Shagotigati, Negatigo to Waka, Rimaslarago, Rakungamiki, Uramigla, Tamani, Tasamasi, Teratab Rumani, to permit if ruling metering you walk Rumatasanisanya who keep Luta, Tasamatamonga, 14 years old, Taslunga. Teratarnita natamna indigput tem nyaptok papa mamanga sinyana terilagiragiput temani taranit katakale katakapta unashule kishirak anguachorak tamratapkok ilagiragiput taranit temani kaugrel katakama on the Roma to the Chang in Yangat Nick, Tilang Muk, Terija Kahota, Shuluwanga, and in our Pam Nick and Ramik, Papa, Irninganik, Lamigogla, to Wakatehangar Mirninganik, the Mazatarani, in your Matatapko, in your Narahoting, the Matau to Warigitka, to Kruglu, and in our Sulipani Kaluga Koraga, there a tapco, you go narrator, tapco litera, there a ninu go narratakama, there mata nakauna giplunga, there milanganga lakluka lagarigat lamitera, there maglanga lakluk nakama pishut nagarigat ne, that the chinik liver, there money, she will lack a lunga, there a ranisanya okay rak to it. Temani upin raksak manasi teche teche ngo kuwa chamun nurutip luta tara temani peka hota tema kabunga ori yalgi chaktuk tema shugala okopta sama tamna ukoto giski chok anga yokangma ori rakakubay chengok tema utlalgi chuptigo sama kunisunga katagla. Terawa, tak natara tamanek sekama takanani nama every fall tikit cari kita tamna angayokang mo pisuwak tau ngamik inyunerwek temani tak nito wa temi juga lokani tak nicut naktok angayokami inyunerwek ilokan tema tikit jago lego nagariga ilat nemi. Wang over that Naslunga ticket charigiga tamna. Every fall, there a ticket charigiga. Kurakto Aslunga takanungakama. Then Masanga Yokakato to Rakta Slu in your nest hakterani. Wangalo in your walk nilung nest like a temnia. It kagiplu, the man.
We're now at a place where Joe has been lived at the winter camp. He's been living in this place since 1904. He was about 4 years old then. So he lived here with his parents, his sisters and his brothers and his uncles. Two elderly persons that he knew of, Gisirak and one other person's name I forgot. Anyway, he lived with these people here with his parents. And he lived with his parents here without going any other place or to other people till he was 14 years old. Okay, he talked so fast I forgot what he said. Anyway, they moved here from the spring camp that we were before a while ago, where his mother died. Then they moved here for the winter. And come summertime, they went upriver to a place named Gutjak for summer camping again and fishing. He says every fall he comes here and go to this old winter place here, winter camp. He never misses it. He goes here every year.
Still comes here now?
Still comes here now till to this date. I think that's all he said.
That finishes the taping for today. This is July 22nd, 1983, and we're above Shungnak at the place where Joe used to have a fall camp.
They used to live summertime a little further up like this, and they have all the fish racks, those storages for fishes and all kinds of stuff for using in the camp summertime over there. So maybe we'll stop by later with his parents.
Vasilangani atotigalan kesek matigut datara pi vaslakuni pipman kakek kahonang ilakami manisulin nunami pisuhuni piraktok taimani. Uvasiang ijagalan ritme sikut lek matigut. Tak nasekagala kapta. Uva ubunga uva not kanggapik tinun. Ibru liga uriligi yoni tatabut. Ukaakme sikut lek matigut. Tarani taul lagak tigut. Marzuma kogum. Payangak nyak ninganu nagla. Payangak manasi tasamunga. Tässä muki vikaapit nukuta kuvraktoa kotigalu.
Yeah, okay. So they have their summer camp just like this. And when the ice start coming in, when they can't travel further, they stop right here to this place.
Oh, okay.
And so stay for and stay here. Yeah. And stay right here till the ice firms up. and they traveled down to where we were the last time their winter camp, down below Shangnak. Eh?
Uwasi lang ang isuli, tasamanit kalakap ta, uvlok to sipman, tasungan nurutin lako ta, mani, anawot, Nika cek tu ralago kuni suplu ni pipman. Tasa mak gasuli nu tak tu tubunga ublok tu sipman. Duksi mau ralangi nyakota. Tai masi. Nika cek tu alakman. Tasa mengutil git juta.
In almost towards springtime, their mother likes to snare. So at that time, they move back right here and stay for a while again. For her to snare for a while and then go back down to their winter camp. Jump here again.
Villatne, that now milgishit luta. Kilosikone una, Ibruligarak, Tarama, Pirixakto Honegla, Pinahone, Kate Mitaramunga, Iglasut Nanut Paxil Gate Mata, Pirixakto Ralgate Yama, Tarama Mane. Et yang uklunga suklunga te kung muna lat kakte kama pinyasuit iglorot apkosangan dikter nesit atau siglana ke milgit ke mekpora penik tera wasikil waksak tu rakamek silek seklunga tera angga yokaka tak nokak begigika Iglat apkosak ternesit atau sekpora lana kip milgit. Pinyayauk ni kip me uk pinyik tasama nekau na pakemanek sukit na kip nukak tunga.
Yeah, okay. So at that time, about maybe 1908, when he was 8 years old, those three first reindeers, they were bringing them down to our Changnak, and they were almost passing already. Three teams, you know, they have sleds and people. Yeah. And one of them had antlers. And he was telling his parents, he was scared. He ran back to his parents and tell them that one of those big dogs had huge willow things on his head. And his parents really start laughing. When the dog started barking, he run down and saw these three reindeers with people behind them. In the sled.
Tara tamna ta nukoti higa tara ni ukeakme sikkutil gij matigut tara ni irrutillal gij matigut tabruma tara ma shivone tara tegaan raktunga tara ni tegaak sise sunga nanigaimik nampo wanguramik ayat lasi apko tara tegaan raktunga tara ni wa.
So I'm not tired now. With mink,
weasel.
He caught his first weasel at one of those times right here. He first time set up his trap and caught his first one.
Papa ni sama mana kisahnya titat. Tad papa nga nakirak lima. Papa nga tegam ni mago. Nanegar rekshit kaat nga nga yukagma. Uwasi, ublaagil lukat tari takuraki giga. Tataga aurlal gitlun ublaami temma. Tekeksitim nukalaktit nga. Temma itkutsik nye sloragalao kama. Tatpapu nga. Tekaksil gitu. Kanitok tako. Tangamong aksaklo nga, amma, sumigim niya to sa lakataksil nga. Amma, kalkola lakataktam. Tekaksil ma, ina alat kakap ko. Siyoin niya. Siyo tangurang ako, tatna pilaklo ko. Umarak to kusungat na ko tata, divingak ter nera. Tat nasak tara tako apko, iksil-iksik lunga, anam nun utek sak tu rak silgi cung ana ari to ku chak ta khlu
when he first caught his weasel his dad went out first of all in the morning before he even go check his trap and then when his father went through there the weasel was still alive so he just hang it up by his trap leaving it alive like that so when he was going towards his trap he heard something you know making noises and that weasel was still alive hanging upside down so he got scared and go back to his mom and his mom had to go with him and kill it he said it was someplace back here
tara tam tamarale nyugo na kamata ne let ko sega tara wa tarunga loka ko naktut uwan
eh that's it for this area right now
now we've moved on to the place where Joe and his family had their summer camp a little further up river
tara tam ani nyugo na kama anga yokangma ori ve cheng no no wa to lo til gi cha ti gut tara tara ne khanyak te mane ori ra ne sha ga nga yokaka ila ka khoti ga klan mal go ji ak ta ne ketun ga ge ni gi langa ni la ka gak tu ta na te mane nyu chi lo ka tik ta ni ne shut kap shi chu ka ar nat katip lutik kubrak ta na katu tip lu ka tu tik sak ta na pi rak na sa te mani yu na kap ta
e this is where they used to live when he was small with his mother and father and some other families too one family would have their seining net and bunch of women maybe four or three or four would camp together so there were other families too living here with them summertime
te mani tara tata mani tara na ori ra ga apta tamara kaktu tik kaktu tikangat te mak ngak ta pemik amek kamik kupremik kaktu semik ila ka kaktu kuprangat tara ni wa tara ta na cemik tara ni it kata kapta te mani tau tu kaktu nga amek kamik mak nga kuruf sinyal ni yang mereka hoting dan masih kip rip juga kejak seluruh dari kaktu muni lagi rakyat dan mana
at that time their seining nets were made from willow barks and they twine it together with this with the twine you know mix it together and, yeah from the roots from the river banks they get the roots and twine it with that twine and that's how they make their nets he caught those nets when they were living here seen
taratarita na kapshi chuka arnat ori amin sheyunun panne korakange ta na kallege shittage ya jata ochimun abgur leche tarama dan metap kununga upandile anga yokangma sokot nangik nun ta nakatit tarige wase temu kerme dera kalung na goi gakse aming tap ko sheyut tunotigun una talogut pisungat nagit tunogo nang makte gage irak to rok rai chamik tako napang nyak ta din go hor ta na pe gage te mari abi gak sip lugi tar nganit lugi kalage sip lugi ta mo ngi silam
and when they're gathering their fish summertime all the time they were here they store them in one big cache like his father's cache without dividing them right away So at the end of the fishing season, they open the backside of the storage, not through the front entrance. They open the backside about so wide and start dividing their catch.
Abinganigatak matigik tera, anali piksao tini kinyumun, tarungi shikakige, tamat kaulasi piksao tilgi tera, temali piksao titik tera ulati rakige, taku ufungan dekautikut laichut, ikerip lutingagla pabunga, ikerganut kakit luwit pirakige.
Yeah, and when they're all divided up, his mother puts back her share into that storage, and the others take theirs away to build a little cache someplace and leave them for the winter.
Tam na tara te mananga yokang ma ori ve nyarip lugo kalung nar ve khunilo sule Allah sura ve nyu ve khune Allah amna tamari lokane asainu tat pamati kinyak tok tak netak nak lugu. Una ori baikkan nak iga kasi sinyak bekahun dulu pikman. Uba tak nak lugu dari nikacer nikangak temani pisuak tau ngamik.
His parents used to say this is the best place, one of their best places, because there's berry picking areas like this way, that way, and a little further down where we stopped a while ago. So that's why they stay here every summer. There's a lot of fishing berries that you can get from this area.
There are lots of nerve begin you get to over. Okay, Sharpman. Kick me nerve by check on the shoulder. Over kick me nerve by check to long and what I got up that. Keep walking, wungy, walks out on the come up. What that coming was really to lag out now to go to what now lag up
there. Yeah, there's another, comes fall time, they went grandparry berry picking and they go a little further up. That's where we're going next stop. He's going to show us where they go pick cranberries. That's it.
Now we've moved a little further up river to where Joseon's family used to come berry picking by the sawmill.
Tarawa kanano ko tigil lakam nun kik minyak na kami ngukai sakman watul lakangat nutul lakuta tamno ko tigil alang nelgitsiya tumichaw rakaktok sama tat pinyunga pinya kukukam pinyunga. That pinyuna mayohone kangan de tat ponga kik minyagaktut tat pirumunga.
We stopped to a place where they leave their boats to go walk back for grandparry picking. There's still a pathway going back to those hills where you can go up there and pick cranberries.
That pong yo kasi kik minyak sip yo kik that pong ma ang ilakaw rut lay che ana kik minyak ni rakap da that pichunga tasamur gilis kangyat nun pinging naak sok lugit ukiak pa na rak sip lugit tat na pirakige
sunik te pok lugit
kalibing niga metara tat na pok lugit pirakige teman
when his mother picks cranberries, she just leave them behind back there to like this birch tree here. She would probably lay them around there somewhere and put some stuff over them so that maybe mouse or some other animals won't get at them. They use birch bark, big birch bark basket like things to store their berries in.
Sulu tinik lupok toh lugit pirakige kik minyan maka kakalat lecet tatna tatponga sisinya kami ngakla syafis khanik pok toh lugit pik lecet.
They even box them maybe in blazo boxes are what they used to use, those wooden boxes. So that's what they used to at that time, but they don't use tin. I mean, you know, aluminum or whatever, because it's not good. They use other boxes too.
That picture looks on there, which I get to go to the foot at the top coat. We will try chat top coat. They use that cover sugar or the doctor.
those hills, these hills, this hilly area here, you call it Kuvirsugorit. Kuvirsugorit.
Must be all this up in
here. Yeah, must be.
Did you write that name in there?
These are hills there.
Yeah, are those hills back up there.
Kuvak sugara ni kuvak te yutat ukati genariya. Temani per ingilran. It napu samik sumik piran richo tepcho. Kero te nyat yutingun nipi amin. Nuna ni waklugo. Ibing nigasi ilogaklugo. Natkalu sa negalu manna. Tak nakimu nasisira nasit.
Before they have containers to store their berries long time ago, they dig into the ground and line it with grass. And that's how they used to store their cranberries long ago. Line it with grass, cover them with grass, and then put ground over them again. That's why they call it Kuvirsugorit. You call that place you dig Kuvirsuak.
Oh, when he was talking about the little hills, then was he talking about these that are right near and back of that?
Yeah, these
area?
With trees and
real close.
Not the mountains.
Yeah, that must be right in.
Yeah.
I thought that was too far away.
Mm-hmm. I think these are mountains back here. Comes winter time, they start getting their berries, what they stored back there, to bring them home. That's it.
It's August 5th, 1983, and we're near Ipnaiarolik, by the rock that the people a long time ago used to butcher sheep on, here near Shungnak.
Okay, Eater.
Uvlavak, Mongova.
We just walked a few distance downriver from Shungnak, and we're at a place at a rock where they used to butcher their sheep, but it used to be a little further upriver, just a few distance over there, and there used to be a place where the sheep go lick this what kind of water would you call it? Salty water, and that's where they would kill their sheep there. Which they call Ipnaiarolik. It's Ipnaiarulik.
What a job.
Mm. little further back from this Narolik hill, towards the tundra, there's a little hill where they wait for these sheep, and while they're waiting, they make their arrowheads out of flintstone. He says they can find old arrowheads back there sometimes.
The Marie Night Allah Hutting, Apkosa Hutting, Tarungata Sama, Aluvika Mignunat Kakmata, Tarakin Yungaklui, Ipnak, Ipnak Hutak and Nutunim Mata, Inuak Pagrout like Palukto Allah Doctor, Yanganemi Vakani, Pene, Inuak Lapak Hutig Lalla Lawakted, Aluvigubona, Aluvigit Nagarigat. Ip nejalu wejengat nunami samak ngamaki gaktak tak na ik kanusak teh imek isoak tokuwa.
As they're waiting for the sheep there, there not many, you know, that goes down to lick from this particular water. There would be maybe 5-6 or something like that. And then when they go down there to this spot to lick this, he says it's water that seeps from the ground, you know. It's different color water. So when they come down here to lick this water, they kill them right there. Goes down from that little hill and shoot them there.
Ip na kaming tara, tara ni alugubing mi, na kaming tara ni tokuwane. Pilihat lainnya kangit dari tabrumi jarak pamu wa wasa nak kapit ni to ke jarak pak tabrumi dari kangen nat mak tak lagi tak na tabrumi kal kenyang ni sekomit tak ni kaj dan masih nu namun mungkin jalan nak kita nat mit roh lagi jalan rugi lagi.
And when they kill sheep right there in that area, they just don't start cutting them up right away on the ground. They pack them to on top this rock, which we're looking at right now, and butcher them there. And when they're all done butchering them, they don't put them down to the ground. They get the meat ready for their backpacks right there on top the rock and just take them away from there without ever putting them on the ground.
Dalam waktu nasi kuno biar aku buat tahu tuk tiga lugu kak tuk, wajah terani lana kopi dah kota, waktu pakau ingat pakau kelup tene, ibnya kau nak siapa tu biar aku lata mengalu, tak pak ibnya siapa kau lalu licok pak maglip nakan licok.
Those mountains close by us that are visible from our village used to have sheep at that time. And when I was a young man, he says, but now there's no more sheep back there.
There was tamrum in the yard, big old cartoon to Waglan on the yard. The money wang in your own matron in Rexok in Rexok or what? A papa galapigir alligate minerega, a young actor in Rexok or what? The money. Pekara takap ko, tema tak na anggirak, kanga kawe lak tak mukjone ogu lak matu ni curak, it ni ngeksol ni pak ma, to kawok pagi yoni tako.
This rock, when I come around here when I was younger, it used to be, the top used to be red color, probably from the blood. He said now, it's even getting smaller. Probably off the icebreak or something. But it's an old rock, maybe 200-300 years old.
There are what that nasek. O kota rungatiki lugo, kota yara lafshaga lugo, o watiki chikput,
That's the reason why we went to this place, to this particular place where the rock is, to tell about it, a little more about it. So that's all.